USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate is formally moving ahead with debate on a sweeping stimulus package. Democrats having to clear a procedural hurdle to get it there, and it passed 51-50 with Vice President Kamala Harris breaking the tie between Democrats and Republicans. Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson requesting the entire bill be read out loud.
Rural health care, Section 1003, Pandemic Program Administration Funds, Section 1004, funding for the USDA, Office of Inspector General.
After the bill is read in its entirety, there will then be 20 straight hours of debate. The governors of Texas and Mississippi aren't happy with President Biden's reaction to them ending their coronavirus restrictions. Biden suggesting their decisions were motivated by Neanderthal thinking, many businesses still requiring people to wear masks in both states. USA Radio News.
Can you really believe the news? So much spin. Americans just don't trust big media. And if you're really tired of the old news, check out Newsmax TV, the fastest growing network in America. It's on all major cable systems. Each night, watch Newsmax TV and see big shows with Sean Spicer, Greg Kelly, Lindsey Keith, Stinchfield, and Rob Schmidt. They're exposing Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi's surprising agenda. So tune into Newsmax anytime. If your cable doesn't carry it, call them and tell them you can go to another service that does. Or you can download the Newsmax app on your smartphone. It's free, and you can watch it anywhere in the world. Newsmax is also free on TVs like Samsung, LG, and Vizio. And millions of people watch Newsmax on Roku, YouTube, Pluto, Zumo, Apple TV, and more. There's a reason 30 million Americans watch Newsmax TV all the time. Check it out today. Newsmax is real news for real people.
Jobless claims climbing as the nation waits for the economy to heal. Mark Hamrick with Bankrate.com says healing will come as more people get vaccinated, but in the meantime, new employment numbers are still elevated.
745,000 new claims in the programs administered by states and another 437,000 or so in the Pandemic Unemployment Assistance Program. So you step back from this and you see about a total of 1.2 million new claims coming in.
Hamrick also telling USA Radio News he feels confident that as vaccine rollouts continue, the economy is bound to improve substantially. Americans are paying more than ever each month for their car loans. The average loan payment of a new car is now around $600. That's according to Experian's 2020 Auto Financing Report. Loans for used cars also breaking records, with drivers borrowing around $24,000. It's the first time monthly payments on used cars has reached over $400. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Arizona Governor Doug Ducey is ordering public schools to reopen for in-person learning later this month. Ducey making the announcement via executive order on Wednesday that all schools must have students and teachers in the classrooms by March 15th. When it comes to why the majority of schools across the country were closed for the last year, Dr. Marty McCrary with Johns Hopkins University tells Fox News accountability will be needed for the people making the decisions to keep many students out of classrooms.
If you were to ask me, if you left your home, could you get bacterial meningitis? The answer will always be yes. But if people stay isolated, there will be more health consequences against that individual. And as a scientist, you've got to look at the totality of data on health outcomes. Those CDC guidelines that came out, they were flawed. They were filled with dogma. They contradicted top CDC scientists who published in the Journal of the American Medical Association 3 weeks prior that schools don't significantly contribute to transmission. And if they were applied to the airline industry, every plane in the U.S. would be grounded. Why is it that adults get to pack into planes and they do it safely with masks, but kids are last in the reopening plan? That is an abuse of power, Tucker, and I hope there's ultimately a look back with a fair analysis of what's happening right now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.